BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Afternoon. What are they after?
The one.
After.
Newsbeat.
BBC Radio 1. Let's go.
Scott Mills.
With Scott Mills.
It's a man, actually, Derek.
But.
You thought that was big?
Huge.
Get this.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go!
Today on the show, Chinese Dave, a theme park and a barbecue on 24 years at the Tap End. We relive some of Chris's earlier years once again. Also, why has Maya Jama agreed to go on Mrs. Brown's Boys next week? Can anyone hit that note on the Mariah Carey High Note Challenge? And Peter Crouch is in the mix for the last half hour of the show.
One!
Scott in the studio in London at Radio 1. And Chris is WFH like most of you.
Mate, have you been trying to make your own watch? You've got sellotape on your wrist.
How do you know that?
Because I can see you at the moment. I can see you on a screen.
Okay, that wasn't happening yesterday, but now you can actually see me through the whole show like you're here. Yes, I do have sellotape on my watch, and I'll tell you for why.
Radio 1 Breakfast
with Scott and Chris.
Yeah, what's going on? Like, is this some DIY watchmaking coming from the Mills Mansion?
All right, so here we are heading into week 3, okay, of isolation. And I've actually got to quite enjoy little things going wrong, because what else are you going to do? And now, Chris, rather than getting annoyed, I just laugh at them and go, I can fix that. Because there's nothing else you can do. Everywhere's closed. So let's say earlier in the week, one of your front teeth veneers falls out. Just buy some soluble beads for £15 on the internet, pop in hot water for 5 minutes, mould the beads to the shape of your tooth that's missing, pop in your mouth, no one will notice any difference. That's what I've done.
So it's DIY, this is your thing now. You've become a handyman.
Yeah, and I laughed at it. Yesterday, put washing in washing machine. Washing machine door is now locked. Nothing you can do about it. You laugh. And eventually, when you get that washing machine door open, the clothes will smell damp, and I'll laugh at those damp clothes. Then this morning, the strap on the watch that counts your step breaks. Simply tape it up with some sellotape. That's what I'm doing. It's DIY.
Well played, mate.
Quite enjoying
well
it.
Played, Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
All right, so at the moment, we're doing Better Days quiz, because we're all in this. We're getting through it, but we're all in it together. So we're doing the quiz, not about yesterday, but about things that happened on a really good day in the past. Today, I would like to take you to 2012, the 30th of October 2012, to be exact, which was the day of hashtag Susan Album Party. Careful, Scott. It's early.
It was a brilliant day, this. It was a simpler time, Scott. That's the thing. When all this happened, I just look about that time and remember what joy it brought us.
It was a hashtag that had us smiling for all the wrong reasons. It was the launch of Susan Boyle's new album. It was when hashtags were a new thing, so people were kind of still getting to grips with them. I can't say too much more, but let's just say that people in Susan Boyle's record label were really flapping that day. Like, absolute panic going on when they realised what they'd done.
Hashtag. Yeah, it was the same. It was the same 2 years later, Scott, when we then did an album party for Ed Sheeran as well. Similar hashtag, Similar problem.
And we say good morning to one of the key workers plus two today. We've got Rachel. Morning, Rachel.
Morning.
Where are you then?
I am in Cumbria at the minute.
Okay, whereabouts?
In a little village called Croglin. Okay. Self-isolating.
Are you near, like, kind of Carlisle, is that right?
Yeah, we are near Carlisle. That's the hospital that I work in.
Okay, Carlisle, of course, where I cut my finger open on stage at Radio 1's Big Weekend, DJing before Lady Gaga. Really embarrassing, the whole crowd saw. Good if you were there.
Oh, dear.
Right, what do you do, Rachel?
So I'm a doctor in A&E.
All right, so, right, pretty long days at the moment for you.
Well, it was pretty long days at the moment. I'm currently living with another doctor, and unfortunately she's had shown some mild symptoms of COVID-19. So we're both off work self-isolating until she gets better.
Okay. Well, are you in different parts of the house?
Well, we're trying our best to. However, we are sharing a dog together, so Okay. It makes it a little bit tricky.
I actually think that's quite interesting because a lot of people will be in this situation, and obviously it's not ideal, but like you're getting through it, you're finding it all right at the moment, yeah?
Yeah, we're finding it all right. The sun's shining at least, so at least we can enjoy some of that. And yeah, she's just having mild symptoms, so we're not doing too badly.
Okay, what's your
plan? Is it one of those situations where one of you's got to go into the kitchen, and then you know the other one follows sort of half an hour later, and you just got to do your best, sort of to avoid each other, I guess.
Yeah, it's a bit like that, and there's a lot of WhatsApp messages that go on and about whereabouts we are in the house and who's showering and things to make sure that we don't bump into each other on the corridor.
You know that thing when you've got loads of people living in the house and you've got, like, you're in the bathroom, then you finish and you shout, "Finished in the bathroom!" You're now having to do that for every room. Like, "Finished in the kitchen!"
Yeah, pretty much, and a lot of spray disinfectant around as well.
Good. Okay, all right, so this is the Better Days quiz. Do you remember anything about the 30th of October 2012, apart from the launch of Susan Boyle's album?
No, not really, but we'll give it a good go and see what happens.
It was a while ago now.
It was a little while ago.
Okay, so far this week, we have had Jessie 9 points, Harry at 9 points, and we've got Lydia on 5, so 9 to beat, all right?
1!
Yes, pressure.
Okay. All right, 90 seconds of questions. Can we test the dingers, please? Oh, hang on. That was my fault.
Oh,
no, they're working, Rachel. Don't panic. And again. Yeah, all good. All right, we'll get ready to go. 90 seconds about the 30th of October 2012 on the Better Days quiz starting now. On the 30th of October 2012, hashtag Susan Album Party was the hashtag used on Twitter to promote whose new album?
Susan Boyle.
Yes. On this day, Arsene Wenger described his football team's defeat against Reading as a miracle, but which team was he talking about?
Arsenal.
Yes. Which Wrecking Ball singer said she was planning 3 wedding ceremonies?
Miley Cyrus.
Hurrah. Which James Bond film was Daniel Craig promoting in Madrid?
Oh...
Which one was it?
Casino Royale.
Skyfall. Vanessa Hudgens was seen dressing up as a vampire for which spooky celebration?
Halloween.
Uh-huh. MP suggested an idea to hire out Big Ben for film sets, but which city is Big Ben in?
London.
Yes. Tom Daley went out partying after the Pride of Britain Awards. Which Olympic sport is he famous for?
Diving.
Not swimming, he'll tell everyone. It was the 25th anniversary of the first IKEA, that's IKEA store in the UK, but which Scandinavian country is IKEA from?
Sweden.
Which Scottish DJ and producer did Lady Gaga have a go at after he claimed he'd refused to work with her?
Calvin Harris.
Yes, Fern Cotton had which rapper of wearing my Rolex in the live lounge?
Wiley.
Ashley Tisdale was seen out with her niece in LA, but can you name the film she plays Sharpay in?
High School Musical.
Okay. Yes. Okay, good. That was very strong. Whoa.
Oh.
That was great.
I was nervous, but yeah.
Whew. You get like one wrong there, I think.
Rachel, you smashed that. I think possibly the highest score we've had this week. You scored 10.
Yay!
Hey!
That's awesome. I was only however old I am now when I found out that it is IKEA.
Same.
IKEA, they even say it on the ad, yeah. It's the same as it's Nutella, not Nutella.
Oh.
Real.
Learn something new every day.
If you want fascinating facts, Scott, hold on.
Half my family live in Doncaster, right? And I can't imagine Uncle Jared pronouncing it like that.
Well, that's what that is, because it's Swedish. It's IKEA. You're welcome. It's even on the advert. Right, it's been great to speak to you lot. Key workers plus one this week. Thank you very much. Have an amazing day. Try and have an amazing day anyway, all right?
Will do. Thank you.
Really good to speak to you guys. You've been a great team this week.
Radio 1 Breakfast
with Scott and Chris.
Hello, it's Scott here, in for Greg James this week and next week on Radio 1 Breakfast. Greg's having a small break. I mean, let's be honest, he's not gone anywhere. Just at home, just chilling, and he's back with you week after next. So it's me at the BBC in London. And Chris, in his house, what room are you in, just to set the scene?
Well, if I was going to set the scene, I'd say I'm just in the corner of the living room. I'm just staring out the window here. I can see all the houses on my road. It's quite funny, really. I never thought I'd be doing Radio 1 just from the little corner of my living room. But it's nice, and the coffee's much better than where you are.
Yeah, yeah. Like a lot of people, do you find you have to kind of... have you had to make yourself a workspace? Because, like, a lot of my mates are saying that they have to kind of have a little setup wherever it is in the house. Otherwise, they will just sit on the sofa and try and work, and then...
yeah, that's it.
Distraction.
That's it. I've tried to make it as professional as possible. I've got lots of bits of paper here, and I've got a printer. Oh. But it just feels weird, because then when the show's done, I just go and sit on the sofa there and play FIFA all day. Do you know what I mean? So it's a kind of like, it's a funny mix of things. It's both business and pleasure where I am.
And yeah, that's the thing. It's a mix. And do you get dressed for the show?
No, I mean, like, I'm just in the same jogging bottoms. Look, you can see them yourself, Scott. It's the same ones that I wear pretty much all the time anyway.
Yeah, but I can only see the top half. You could literally be wearing anything down below, you know?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Hope you're good this morning. Coming up, Jordan, North Korean. Has he mastered any Korean yet? 8:15, we're going to get to the Mariah Carey High Note Challenge. I'm going to try and find someone, one of our listeners today, that can match Mariah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jordan North's been learning Korean with all this free time. Greg thought that maybe it'd be good for him to learn a new skill, so he set him the challenge of learning to speak Korean. It's quite hard. He's learnt stuff like hello. He knows how to order a beer, even tried to do picky tea in Korean. Now, in a minute, it's you against Jordan, Chris. We suggested that you learn the quite complicated bit in Boy With Love by BTS.
Yeah, exactly. And to heap a bit of pressure on Jordan, I thought I'd learn it as well. Now, here's the thing. I still reckon I would have prepared more than Jordan, and I only spent about, I don't know, an hour yesterday sort of going through with it. Do you know what I mean? He's not that thorough as a person, is he?
No. After the show yesterday, I'm not going to lie, we were feeling a little bit tired. So we decided, me and Chris, and forgive our tiredness, we decided to make our own version.
Are we playing this?
Yeah,
I think it needs explaining. So obviously Jordan, he doesn't like to tell anyone, but he is Northern.
Is he?
Yeah. Two things about Jordan: he's Northern and he loves picky teas.
He does.
Those two things dominate his social media.
Yeah, he rates them. I see it all the time. Like, oh, good picky tea there, 8 out of 10. So we made up a little song to the tune of BTS. In Northern.
A-up, 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 how much?
He bloody loves a picky tea.
A-up, 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 he's Northern.
He bloody loves a picky tea.
He does.
Ooh, Jordan North, ooh, Jordan North, he's Northern. But he doesn't ever mention it much.
Yeah, we only us find that funny, I think.
Overtired.
Really overtired. Okay, so we'll see who has learned Jordan North Korean best. Is it Jordan or is it Chris Stark?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Jordan North.
Good morning, boys.
You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Where are you waking up this morning?
I'm currently in my bed. I've not been sleeping well this week. I've been like... you know, when you're waking up every other hour and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I had that last night as well, actually. I don't know what's up. It's just weird, isn't it, at the moment? Are you back at your mum's or are you in your DJ house?
I'm in my DJ house. I'm in my flat in London.
Okay. Now, obviously, more spare time than you normally would have at the moment, so Greg thought it would be good for you to learn something new. A lot of people are doing this. Some of my mates have decided to, learn Spanish. So... Greg was like, well, learn Korean. So you know how to do a beer, order a beer, go on. Can't remember.
Anyeong's hello. Order a beer's Majusi or something.
Okay.
Come on, Jordan, this is your thing. This is meant to be the new you. You can't just learn it then forget it. Do you know what I mean, mate? You've got to retain this stuff.
It's a lot of pressure. It's been a long week.
doing what?
It's not, though. You've done nothing.
What, doing what?
You've done actually nothing.
Picky tea as well. I forgot.
No,
that doesn't count.
P- Picky tees don't count. That's not
been,
a job.
It's been a long week of reviewing picky tees.
Yeah, I've been doing... Do you know how many people pester me now with that? I'm getting footballers sending me pictures of their picky tees.
I can tell.
Literally, yes, but it's not a job, Jordan.
It's not a job, but I understand, like, that you're getting through them. You are rating them. I'm seeing it on your social media. You're getting through loads.
No, yes, yeah, there's that, and then plus, you know, I'm just non-stop here. It's
I know,
just non-stop.
Okay, so I wanted Chris to take on this BTS track as well because Chris does like a challenge.
Yep.
So if we can just let's remind ourselves of the bit that I want you to do. You hadn't even attempted to learn this when I spoke to you on Monday. Love this song.
It's very
right. You. So it is me. So, all right, we'll get Jordan's attempt first. Have you been giving it a go, though? Jordan, have you been trying?
Yeah, I was.
Not awake.
Yeah, I was out. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're just not awake, are you, hon?
Yeah.
What time did you wake up?
About 6 minutes ago.
All right, cool. All right, let's have it then. So, Jordan North, BTS, Halsey, Boy With Love. Okay, you're on.
Listen, my baby.
Now, hang on, it's not started yet. Hang on.
Oh.
Go.
Listen, my baby, Nuan. Gio Hano rule. Nopi nalgo iseo. Gotea nija negeo. Just one dia do nalgaleo. Lila yoge namumi nopi. Nane. Noon, neol, machon, geese, pio. Yeah, you're making me a boy with love.
Yeah, you see, well done. You have got the words, I think, pretty close or bang on. But I mean, it's nowhere near in time.
It sounded Korean,
but it sounded Korean. So I don't know how I feel about it.
All right, then, Gob, you have a go.
all right.
Go on, Gob. Right, it's you, Chris Stark. Go. Here we go.
Listen, mama, baby, nanan, Johan, Rolo, Nopi, Nago, is up. Get a rigger now, just under, do Nago roll. Ili, yoga, numa, nopa, nana, nume, nona, mancho, sipo. Yeah, you making me a boy with love. Oh, mama, my, oh, mama, my. Come on.
Go on, Stark.
That's how it's done.
Yeah, you smashed that. I'm not going to lie.
All right. What's the plan?
Do
for
it
the rest
properly.
Of the
day? This no, is it. Not, this is, if you're going to do it, just do it properly.
Yours was good.
Did you like get proper lessons for that or something?
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right. So this week, trying to find someone that can reach this really high note in this old Mariah Carey track. No one's been able to do it yet. Alex Hartley started this off on TikTok. It's the really, really, really high bit in Emotions by Mariah Carey. This is Alex when she had a go. Various people have been trying it. We now can speak to Alison. Good morning, Alison.
Morning.
Where are you?
In my room, in okay. Warsaw.
All right, are you probably at home for the day, working from home?
Yeah. Been at home for ages.
Aren't we all? Ages.
Yeah.
And there's ages. Some more... still to come. Right, Alison, you've heard all the examples this week. What are you saying?
Well, I feel a bit poor. I reckon I can raise the bar.
Oh, I just want this to be good, Scott. It's a bit like, do you remember in Jan Slam where a listener would come on, then you just really wanted them to win that prize? What this feels like. That we just want someone
one.
To be able to hit, just one,
yeah.
To hit that high note.
All right, Alison, you reckon you can beat all of the others? You can, like... push them all into the sea. You're the one, right?
Yeah, I think I'm the one to remember.
Okay. You got previous with singing, or you just know you can hit high notes?
I've smashed many a karaoke bar at the All Inclusive.
All right, okay, I'm ready for this. Is the window open where you are?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'll cue you in. Here we go. Just one person is all I need. Then we can end this. I don't know whether that was good.
It was slightly wolfy. I can't, no offence.
Can we go again?
I can't tell if that was human or dog.
Can we go again?
I think I malfunctioned a bit.
It was kind of, it was
sort of
in tune.
Right, give it another go.
Yeah, alright. Okay, I'll cue you in. 3, 2, 1, go! No, it's not there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Matt in Belfast says, guys, I think she had the right note, just an octave too low, but really good attempt. Okay. Hello, who's this on the line, please?
This is Jade from Bristol.
Hey, Jade, you reckon you can nail this for us? Because I want to put this to bed once and for all.
Yeah, I really think I can do it.
Okay, so the song is Mariah Carey, Emotions. It's just one note. That's all I need. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
All right, I'll cue you in. Here we go. Okay.
Whoa! That's that's good. I think we found one.
I knew that we'd find... I knew that you could be able to do it because this is actually my friend Jade Adams. Hi, Jade.
Hi, Scott.
Jade. Oh, Jade. Yes. As in Jade you did Eurovision with. And yeah. Comedian Jade.
Jade Adams.
Jade Adams with
oh,
a Y.
Oh, Jade. Nice. I didn't know you could do this. Are you a singer as well?
Oh, my God. Yes. Like, majorly. She can do, like, all the high notes. When we were in Tel Aviv last year, working together, often she would just bust out some opera, casual-like. Wouldn't you, love?
Just a little bit of urban opera, just walking around the street, you know what it's like.
I've also been to see Jade's stand-up show, like a one-woman show, and it was awesome. You must be... I mean, obviously you're staying inside at the moment. You must be, like, climbing the walls, Jade, wanting to perform.
No, well, we just put on a live cabaret show for my Facebook page yesterday, so I've got something to scratch that itch.
Right, yeah, exactly, because I know you. You'll be sat there going, need to do something, so I'm glad you are.
Well, I wanted to actually ask you guys, because I've done this so early, because it's really hard to sing that loud this early, and that high this early, I have got something that you need to help me make happen.
All right.
I want to do Wet with Gary Barlow so bad. You need to try and make it happen. Oh, so you need to just... I need you to just constantly get your followers to and listeners to at him on Twitter. I just need it to happen. It will make quarantine better for me.
I saw this on your social media. What is Barlow doing at the moment? He's doing like these crooner sessions or something, is he?
He's singing with people. He's doing these crooner sessions. They're going absolutely insane on the internet. I used to love Take That when I was a kid. I think it just definitely has to happen. But he just doesn't know that I've asked.
Right.
And we just make him know.
Right. Everyone, make Gary Barlow know. Who's he done him with so far?
He's done them with JLS. He's done them with Ollie Murs. I mean, it's not a far stretch to get Jade Adams to do it. That's what I'm
thinking. How about if we were to help this happen just by the fact that people listening will hassle him, the agreement has to be that you have to perform that particular Mariah Carey song that you just sung. Because for me, I want to hear Gary Barlow try the high note. That would be wonderful.
That's the deal.
Jade, I love you. We've put it out there. We've put it into the universe. Barlow, get in touch. All right, I'll update you. All right.
Fab. Thanks, love.
And thanks for being so high so early.
Scott Mills.
Can I just relive the hiccuping newsreader that we found earlier in the week? This is an old clip.
Oh, yes. Yes. This is one of the best things that we've played. Oh. I saw loads of people on Instagram putting it on their stories as well.
And it's just
so funny hearing them laughing at the hiccuping. Love it so much.
It's really old, but it's... I mean, it's just like one of the old things we used to worry about back then. Is she okay? Now seems insignificant, but this poor girl in Australia.
Good morning, I'm Kate Wilson. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has urged his supporters not to believe the lies he says are being told about what's happening in their country.
Every time.
Gaddafi was speaking in front of supporters at a ceremony to mark 34 years of his country's people power style of government. The founder of a men's club known as the Brotherhood says he's just an honest former policeman turned businessman. Police Chief Simon Overland says he's deeply concerned about the group's activities. John Moncrief says he has nothing to hide and welcomes the ombudsman's investigation.
I feel for her so much. I think
it's horrible. What can she do, Scott? Like, here's the thing: she's so deep in the news. Like, you can't just go. I've got to wait till this is over. She's got to commit to it. That's what I love here: the commitment to the news and her news voice as she's hiccuping.
Full serious news voice. we played it a bit. We played it a few times this week, but still brings me much joy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, so we haven't caught you up on all the latest things that yet that you. You might have missed because chilling or sleeping, or maybe you stepped away from the news and the internet for a while. Chris, something you spotted first.
Yeah, massive curveball this one, actually, but I think you'll be interested to get your thoughts. We're going to start with Maya Jammer, who probably had the most unlikely announcement of isolation so far.
Okay, I'll play the clip.
Public service announcement, Saturday. I am going to be on Mrs. Brown's Boys with my mum. BBC One. Tune in. Yeah, yeah.
Has Maya ever seen Mrs. Brown's Boys?
I doubt it. Do you know, it's such an odd one, isn't it? And also, just every... I mean, they've had to decide, surely... Right, we need some people to go on Mrs. Brown's Boys. I know, we're going to go for Maya Jammer. Like, it's such a weird shout altogether, but I'm sort of intrigued to see how it's going to play out. No doubt we can talk about this next week.
I'm excited.
It's got to be good, though, right?
Excited because I don't think either Maya or her mum will get the jokes.
That's what I think.
So definitely going to be watching. So Maya and her mum, if you've never experienced Maya's mum before, she's brilliant, but she is a lot. So that's something to look forward to in isolation. Mrs. Brown's Boys featuring Maya Jammer. Weird. Here's something quite sweet. Massey Healey from the 1975 celebrated his birthday yesterday, but couldn't spend it with his family. So his dad, Tim, sent him this message, and it does seem that he taught Matty pretty much everything he knows.
He said to me, "Hey Dad, how'd you do that without looking at your fingers?" I said, "Practice, son." I said, "There's G, showed you G. And I showed you C. Showed you D."
Yeah, this is definitely where the artistic vibe came in. How sweet is this, though? Here is Matt Healy's dad.
"And I love you so much, and I can't wait to give you a hug. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Maddie. Happy birthday to you."
Aww.
I love that.
However, how sweet is that?
Whenever I see stuff that either Dad, Tim, or Mum, Denise Welsh, puts on the internet, I always wonder whether Matty's bum twitches a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
I do, yeah. I saw this on Radio 1 socials yesterday as well. They were playing, I think it was 1975 highlights from Big Weekends Gone By, and it just made you really miss being able to see a band like that live, and the energy and the backing dancers. I don't remember the backing dancers dancing so heavily throughout. It's brilliant. I think it's on Radio 1 Twitter if you want to go check it out.
Miss live music, miss Big Weekend, miss the pub. Sticking with music, and Doja Cat was having a go at covering this Roddy Ricch song. Now, for some reason, she was dressed in chainmail armor on Instagram Live, this was, and reciting the lyrics as if she's in Hamlet or something.
"Busting all the bells out the box, I just hit a lick with the box. Had to put the stick in a box. Pour up the whole damn. See, I'm gonna get lazy."
Okay, and then yesterday, Hugh Bonneville from Downton Abbey was on the coronavirus newscast, because that's a thing, on BBC Sounds, and he was randomly reciting Love Machine by Girls Aloud. Why are all the famouses doing dramatic readings now?
I'm just a love machine, feeding my fantasy. Give me a kiss or three, and I'm fine. I need a squeeze a day instead of this negligee. What will the neighbours say this time?
And you are up to date with all the latest things at 10 to 9 on Radio 1 Breakfast. I now have a screen. Even though Chris is at home, I can see your face, and you're doing one like you've smelt something bad. What's up?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, to be honest with you, Scott.
Thanks, Hugh Bonneville.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we've been talking earlier this week about people having virtual parties in this new era we're in at the moment, and loads of quizzes, but actually getting proper hangovers like you've been out. JD was on yesterday. She told us about what it was like living in a pub at this time. She's got games that her and her family play, and sunbathes in the pub garden. She's not having a terrible time. Craig, what did you get up to at the weekend?
All right, lads. So basically, me and my fiancé were supposed to be on our stag and hen do's last weekend. So obviously, we couldn't go with everything that's going on at the minute. So we thought, listen, we'll make the best of a bad situation and we'll host a joint hen and stag in the house.
Oh, a sten.
Just the two of us.
It's what they call a sten. It's joint.
Yeah, sten do it. Yeah.
Okay,
it's a brilliant idea, this. It's absolutely brilliant idea, this. But, you know, traditionally, you'd be kept separate, wouldn't you? I mean, the stag do wouldn't mix with the hen do. So how did you make that work? What kind of things did you do?
Yeah, well, first of all, we played a bit of beer pong in the garden and we live streamed it on Instagram. We then had a little go on the beer bike. So, yeah, basically had my bike set up to a turbo trainer and I was sipping some beer. We then went on and had a bit of a house crawl. So we had different drinks in different rooms, starting off with a beer in the kitchen, all the way to having shots in the bathroom and having a bit of a shower rave.
Wow. And then did you go your separate ways at any point?
Yes, which right after the shower rave, basically, we went our separate ways, as in we went into different rooms. And my best man hosted live on Twitch. It was like the Craig Johnston pub quiz. And Louise's sister, Julie, she held a Mr. and Mrs. quiz. And the other room.
See, these are all things that you wouldn't do at your hen or stag do. And I think actually this will probably give some hope to other couples who might be in a similar position and inspire them that it can still go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. We're just trying to make the best of a bad situation. And if it inspires others to do the same, then we're all for it.
Right, you've got to work with what you've got here, really, haven't you? Craig, whereabouts do you live?
We live in Aberdeen.
Okay. Decent idea, that. Have a sten.
Do you know what we need, mate? A podcast. One Extra presents Too Rude for Radio. My name is Dottie.
I'm Robbie.
This podcast is for all the things we can't say on radio. Quite often, when the music's playing, we have X-rated conversations off air. I'm going to ask you a question.
Right.
And you have to answer honestly. Now, for the first time, you can hear those conversations.
Yeah, it's going to get a bit leery.
Too Rude for Radio. Download and subscribe on BBC Sounds.
You can have a theme song.
Don't be corny on the theme song, yeah?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we are going back to a time on our show where we used to relive Chris's like school and uni life, and we called it 24 years at the tap end because Chris spent 24 years of his life sitting at the wrong end of the bath. He used to sit at the tap end before realising, well, someone told him, that the other end is much more comfortable to sit at. So that's why what we called his kind of unofficial autobiography. Where are we going today on it?
All right, it's a special involving my friend Chinese Dave. Few years back, this lessons were learned. Enjoy, theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did 24 years at the tap end. At the tap end.
Every now and then, for a group of lads,
we excel ourselves at planning, and the weekend coming up was no exception. Friday night, the plan was to go round to Chinese Dave's to watch the football and have a barbecue. And then Saturday, we were off on a road trip.
Are you one of those people that has barbecues even when it's like 10 degrees?
If the sun is shining, I believe in barbecues. I'm not bothered whether it's hot or cold.
And just the one barbecue or...?
There was a phase at uni where I was learning to cook and I wasn't that good. So I used to just do disposable barbecues every day.
Every day?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it wasn't that good for the environment, but...
No, it wasn't that green, but,
no,
you
but
know.
It was an effective way.
Yeah.
And then we lost... we got given a barbecue in our third year. We were given a barbecue at the house, which went missing one night. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, we had to improvise with a shopping trolley, which we found. And it made for a fantastic barbecue.
How do you do a barbecue in a shopping trolley? Where's the charcoal?
Well, you put all that underneath, put the shopping trolley on top, and then you can just rest the food along the lid.
Oh, so you're using the trolley as a grill?
Yeah, as a grill.
Wow, that's genius, isn't it?
It was like something off Blue Peter.
Yeah.
Saturday, we're off on a road trip up north to Alton Towers. Do you want the other version?
Eh?
Well,
say a popular northern theme park.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to say brands, am I, in this? No. So,
I thought we were allowed to choose where the story went next. You know, like those books where it's like, did he A, go into the cave? Did he B, fight the dragon? Or does he C, go home though and have some fish fingers?
It's a good idea. I might do that on one of them. This Saturday, we're off on a road trip to a popular northern theme park.
Yeah.
It was the stuff of legends, and a week at school flew by with this to look forward to. I turned up at Chinese's, beers in hand, and carrying a token box of burgers. I was one of the first there, and one by one, the lads turned up, each bringing a pack of burgers or sausages, except for Webbo, who turned up with a salad. This was a classic Webbo move. He always had to be different. I remember in Prague, when we all went for a pizza, it came to ordering drinks, and one by one, the lads each said they would like a pint, except for Webbo, who fancied a Bailey's.
Bailey's, please.
It made us look stupid, do you know what I mean? He always had to do something different. I once saw him order a hot chocolate in a pub on a night out.
Oh, I've done that.
I have as well.
That's lame. You can't do that.
Why not?
Just looks weird. All the same, it was a great evening, and it was a warm evening, and we enjoyed a barbecue and watched the football. All was fine until Chango got a bit lively. We had all said that we would take it relatively easy that night to prepare for a big trip the next day. Unfortunately, Chango had raided Chinese's garage and found some wine and wasn't holding back. Next thing I heard was Chinese's mum screaming. Chango had had too much and had been ill all over the bathroom wall and door.
Oh,
God.
Chinese's mum was furious and we were all banished to the garden, where we eventually all fell asleep for the evening.
So you just fell asleep?
It was really pleasant, actually. It was like camping without a tent.
Under the stars?
Yeah.
So you were banned from the house by Mrs. Chinese Dave?
Yeah, Irish Nancy.
What? I'm totally confused now.
How does that work?
Chinese Dave's mum?
Yeah.
Yeah, Irish Nancy.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So what's his dad called?
Ray.
Has he got anything before Ray or just Ray?
No, he's just called Ray.
Right, okay. So you've got Chinese Dave.
That's the son.
Irish Nancy.
That's the mum.
And Ray.
The dad.
Right, yeah. Okay, just so we're clear.
Chinese's mum was furious. And we were all banished to the garden. I've said that.
Yeah, yeah.
Morning broke in sunny Harrow.
There we are.
And I woke up on some of Chinese's garden furniture. Chango was forced to clean up his mess. And although Chinese's mum wasn't happy, she eventually let us back in the house so that we could clean up, then escape for some breakfast. But there was no time for hangovers. Today was the day of the popular northern theme park.
Nice work.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Before long, we set off. It was a long journey, and Hannah sang the whole way there, which was fine at first, but after a couple of hours began to get annoying.
There was nothing wrong with being a cautious driver, but she also wasn't the quickest, and Chango and the lads in the other car took great pleasure in stopping for food and then driving past us hanging out the windows with burgers. And they'd sort of, what they would do is, because they stopped several times when we weren't stopping, they would drive past us, get, you know, drop trowel and everything, be out the window giving us full moon.
There's no...
And we had to sit there in the back like Muppets, not allowed to do anything.
Full moon.
Our car was a different situation. Hannah didn't want to stop, and the windows had to stay up to allow the aircon to work. It was long. On reaching the popular northern theme park, we parked up, met up with the other lads, and dumped the couple of girls we were with. The boys
That's
were...
a bit harsh. You've just got to the theme park. You can't finish with them there.
I was bored of them by then.
Well, how long had you been going out with them for?
What, as part of our friendship circle?
Oh, no, so they weren't. You
dumped them.
You said you dumped them. I was like, bloomin' heck, of all the places you could take girls and then just finish with them.
No. They weren't girlfriends.
Oh, right. So when you say you dumped them when you got there, you meant like you just didn't hang out with them anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly
Not
it.
Like you'd been in relationships and decided, love, I've had enough of you now.
No, no, no.
Yeah. There's loads of ladies here.
Before we go on the big one, I've got something to tell you. You're off.
But thanks for lift.
Yeah. Do you know what? I bet some people have done it.
Yeah.
The boys were quite keen to use this as an opportunity to meet some new talent. Tickets were more expensive than I thought, and they wouldn't accept my Blue Peter badge for entry.
I did try.
It was always worth a go.
So you.
I reluctantly stumped up the money, which had now severely dented my food fund, and we were in. I'll be honest, I'm not the best with the big rides at theme parks. I've never been a fan. I once pretended to be ill to bunk off a Cub Scout trip to, it's another name of a theme park, Southern-ish. You can see it from the M25.
Oh, yeah, I know. Is it the...
It rhymes with Pork Park.
No, there is a Pork Park, isn't there?
I think there is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that one.
We've had this conversation before, haven't
pork we? Pork
Park? Yeah.
We'll just call it Pork Park.
Okay.
I was taking this trip a lot more seriously than the other lads. I wasn't here for fun, but more to face my fears head on. We started on a couple of what I thought were the easier rides, but it wasn't long before the lads wanted to up the ante. We even met a couple of girls in the queue that the lads had taken a bit of a shine to. They looked around our age, and for once our boys, probably due to the adrenaline from the rides, stumped up the courage to talk to them. They seemed nice. Chazza was very keen. We were in the queue for Nemesis when Chazza got their names. The whole ride he kept shouting things at them, telling them they were fit, and shouting cheesy chat-up lines. He thought it was hilarious.
Girls love that.
And it was. They were even laughing a bit themselves. But when we got to Rita, Queen of Speed, I bottled it. I didn't like the look of the ride and made some feeble excuse to stand on the side and watch. I stood next to two older people, but I clocked the situation right away. These two were the parents of the girls Chazza now had his arm around, and they didn't look happy. I tried to signal to Chazza, but he was ignoring me.
He had his hands around both of them, arms around both of them.
Yeah, he was like in the middle, sort of around.
Wow.
The dad turned to me and asked if I was with him. I wanted to lie, but couldn't, and he told me in no uncertain terms to get Chazza off his two daughters. I assured him it wasn't how it looked, but as they got on Rita, Queen of Speed and waited for the lights, I watched as Chazza gave me two thumbs up, pointed at the girls in front and made an action with his hands that was wholly inappropriate.
Oh, no. Is Chazza like the pit bull of theme parks?
No, I think Chazza just saw an opportunity with these girls and he was pumped up on adrenaline and actually went for it. Usually as a group, we're pretty useless at going up and meeting new people. The dad shouted, but the ride was off and I stood there for 3 minutes with the world's angriest dad. To make things worse, every time the carriage passed us, Charlie repeated the gesture.
Oh, no.
It was that one.
Oh, no, not that one.
The dad made a formal complaint, and understandably, we were told to move on from that section of the park. Chazza was warned about his behaviour, and we enjoyed the rest of the time in the park. Generally, it had been a quality weekend. No girls, of course, but I left having conquered some of the rides and having learnt valuable diplomacy skills with dealing with angry dads. It was a weekend of facing fears.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So far this week, Kerry Mucklow from This Country, DJ set done. 5 Seconds of Summer, another DJ set done. Chris, who have we got today?
Listen, there was only one man for the job. We've been wanting to do this for ages. I had to get the big man involved. Ladies and gentlemen, today on Radio 1, Peter Crouch, DJ set. Here he is.
Hello.
Hello.
How are we?
We're good. You're about to be a DJ on Radio 1.
Yes, what I was born to do.
This is so long overdue. I've been wanting to drag him into Radio 1 for ages, and I just thought, in these kind of times, it's what the people want, and it's what the people deserve.
I think the football was a sideshow, really, just to get me to this point. And now I'm on Radio 1, I think I've achieved my goals.
Yeah, that's what Kerry Mucklow said as well, from this country. She's like, yeah, I enjoy being in that show, but you've just made my life. Peter, where is the DJ set coming from today in your extensive home?
This is live from my Wendy house, or my daughter's Wendy house.
Okay, so what can you see around you?
Trees, birds singing, got some swings next to me and a couple of toys.
This is mad because, you know, it's a very reasonably sized Wendy house, but you're massive. So I just love the idea that you're just hunched over about to be a DJ on Radio 1 from the daughter's Wendy house.
Literally,
it
Peter Crouch.
It must look mad.
Yeah, it's not overly comfortable, but it's workable.
So live from the Wendy house that his kids never use, it's an excuse to get away from the family for half an hour. Peter Crouch, DJ set now on Radio 1. Where are we starting off, Peter?
Right, first on the list, absolute banger, belter in the sunshine. Arctic Monkeys, When the Sun Goes Down.
I said, who's that girl there? I wonder what went wrong so that she had to roam the streets. She doesn't do major credit cards, I doubt she does receipts. It's all not quite legitimate. And what a scummy man. Just give him half a chance, I bet he'll rob you if he can. And see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a nasty plan. I hope you're not involved at all.
Arctic Monkeys on Radio 1. Peter Crouch is in the mix for the last half hour. Why did you choose Arctic Monkeys?
Best band of the last generation, in my opinion. Absolute class.
Yes, Crouchy, absolutely bossing this. Hey, Scott, you know I do the podcast with Peter Crouch.
Yes.
Obviously, we got to the end of last series, so we thought we're just going to bang out a few more podcasts. Keen on this, aren't you, Crouchy?
I am keen to do it, yeah. We put it out on Twitter saying that people want more, and the response was amazing. And I just think in these difficult times, people need a bit of a smile on their face, and for some reason, people seem to enjoy our podcast, so we'll make more of them.
Yeah, Bat Stronger from next Wednesday.
You can catch up on BBC Sounds. Even I like it, and I don't get football.
Weirdly, that's a good endorsement. Hey, Crouchy, next song. We need something big, big, big here. What are you going for?
Right, we're going big here. You can't go to a party, so just have a party to this tune. This is Chase and Status of Blind Faith.
Peter Crouch's Wendy House Anthems.
And I dare not turn the pages, fighting with automatic self-destruction.
June Crouchy, massive song from Foles there. Good choice.
Yeah, belter of a tune.
Massive. Crouchy, you've been doing the homeschooling, haven't you? How are you getting on?
Yeah, well, good. Yeah, moved from the Normans yesterday into the times tables today. I am struggling, but I'm learning a lot.
And what age are we talking you're teaching?
My little girl's 8.
Yeah, and you're struggling with that?
I am struggling with that, yeah. My little girl, Liberty's 4, I would have liked to have taken her, but I'm apparently the better teacher.
the lovely thing about Crouchy, Scott, is he does work hard, as you can hear there, yeah. You know, Normans and stuff like that, yeah. Timetables. But things about Crouchy, he plays hard as well. His house parties are epic. I know the next song you've got for us is like, I'm saying real house party vibe could go off this morning.
Yeah, I mean, this is people are stuck in at the moment, can't go to parties. I'm going to crank this up in the Wendy house and we're just going to go massive. This is Baby D, Let Me Be My Fantasy.
In a Wendy house on Radio 1.
Peter Crouch's Wendy House Anthems.
This is Radio 1. Baby D, Let Me Be Your Fantasy. Peter Crouch, DJ set on Radio 1 this morning. People are loving it, Peter.
Well, I should hope so. It's Crouchy Clark, the MIC.
Love it. Crouchy, the thing is with all this isolation, how are you getting on with Abby at the moment? You're okay, yeah?
Yeah, we're just going on as normal, you know, we're keeping more than 2 metres apart.
You texted me saying you need to dedicate her a song. What song would you like to dedicate to her?
Right, so Kooks, me and Ab, one of our first dates was at the Kooks, and obviously Naive was an absolute belter, but our one, which we played every day on holiday once, was Sway. So this one's for Ab.
The thing is, they've been one of the first dates, that must have been, you know, kind of what impressed her.
Yeah, well, it did help that I knew the band. We got backstage for a few beers after.
Always helps when you know the band.
Come with me, I know the band.
Get your AAA pass on.
It's Sway on Radio 1. Peter Crouch in the mix.
Peter Crouch's Wendy House Anthems.
Say whatever you have to say. I'll stand by you and do whatever you have to do to get it out and not become a reactionary to hurt the ones you love. You know you never meant to, but yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
For me, this is one of the songs I will always associate with you, Peter Crouch. There's plenty of videos online of you absolutely having it to Kasabian.
Yeah, sometimes sit in the posh seats. Well, I try my best to sit in the posh seats. And then by the time Fire, Club Foot, all the bangers come on, I find myself in the mixer. And there's a lot of footage of me out there.
There is a lot of footage.
Unfortunately.
Hey, we're back stronger next Wednesday. More new That Peter Crouch podcast will be available on BBC Sounds. We just thought loads of people at home will just bang out a few more, right, Crouchy? So we'll be doing that from next Wednesday.
Yeah, we've got to do it, haven't we? I think I absolutely love doing it. It's a load of fun for us, and people seem to enjoy it in this current climate. Let's bang a few more out.
Do you have any plan at all, or do you just go off on a mad pub chat?
No, there is a plan. We very rarely stick to that plan. There's a simple structure that never gets stuck to.
That's good, though.
The beers help as well.
Yeah.
It certainly does help, yeah.
Crouchy, we've got time for one more. Let's go massive with this.
Come on.
One more song. You're the DJ on Radio 1 right now. What would you like, Crouchy?
Right, this is an absolute anthem. This is something that I grew up with. One of the best bands of all time, possibly my favourite of all time. I think in this current climate as well, we've got to bang this out because we know we're going to get through it together. Let's Live Forever, Oasis.
Maybe I don't really want to know how you're getting girls, because I just want to fly. Lately, did you ever feel the pain in the morning rain as it soaks you to the bone? Maybe I just want to don't wanna die. Maybe I just wanna breathe. Maybe I just don't believe.
I'm getting so many messages. Are you seeing these, Chris?
It's just gone massive, hasn't it? Everyone piling in. Yeah, that was a good end today. Good DJ set.
Ryan Kennedy says Crouch smashing it on his DJ set on Radio 1 this morning.
Have you seen the picture he's put up on his socials from the Wendy House as well? He's just put another one up.
Yeah, I just retweeted it. Lucy says, Peter Crouch, Oasis and Baby D. Scott, Chris, Peter, you are the joy to my day at the moment, my new best friends. Thanks, Lucy. I mean, I'll read more. Connor Richardson, Crouchy on fire this morning. Will Sugg says, I would legit attend a Peter Crouch DJ set and have a wonderful time. Bangers
yeah,
for
hang
days.
On, there's legs in this, Mills, there's legs in this.
Anyone else got this mental image of Peter Crouch dropping bangers from the Wendy House? And there's a picture of him and Abby in a little kid's Wendy House that they photoshopped on.
Oh, I love him.
All right, Clara is next. Stay safe, stay home. Bank holiday on Monday, isn't it? So we're back on Tuesday morning. I'll see you then.